Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. China and Nauru restore diplomatic ties. China's willingness to establish relationships with any country is based primarily on official recognition of One China principle. China and Nauru have officially resumed diplomatic relations at the ambassadorial level, with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is also a member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, Lionel Ngamia, Nauru's Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, signed a joint communique, after holding talks in Beijing earlier today. The agreement to restore diplomatic ties between the People's Republic of China, PRC, and Nauru goes into effect immediately. Upon the signing of new pact, Nauru had become the 183rd country which has diplomatic ties with China. Per the reciprocal official statement, the Republic of Nauru confirms the existence of a single China globally, with the People's Republic of China serving as the exclusive legitimate governing body representing the entirety of China. Additionally, Taiwan is recognized as an integral part of China's territory. The official release stated that the government of the Republic of Nauru will also terminate its diplomatic ties with Taiwan effective immediately, and commits to discontinuing any future official relations or exchanges with Taiwan. Per joint communique, the governments of the People's Republic of China and Nauru will promptly exchange ambassadors and extend full support to promptly establishing each other's embassies. Wang, during the discussions, stated that a new era has begun in the relations between China and Nauru. Despite being geographically distant, the friendly relationship between the two nations has deep historical roots. As developing countries, they share the mutual goals of advancing their economies, enhancing the well-being of their people, and achieving modernization. Both countries have a mutual desire to protect their sovereignty and independence, as well as the common interests of developing nations, and aim to advance a fair and structured multipolar world and inclusive economic globalization that benefits everyone, Wang continued. This underlying rationale has facilitated closer ties between the two nations and undoubtedly holds great potential for broad cooperation in the future. The restoration of diplomatic relations between China and Nauru emphasizes the global recognition of the One China principle as an undeniable historical force, Wang added, emphasizing that only a small number of states still maintain diplomatic relations with Taiwan for various reasons. According to Wang, this not only undermines their own national interests and the well-being of their citizens but also violates the UN General Assembly Resolution 2758 and encroaches upon China's sovereignty. These actions must be rectified in due course, he added. Wang emphasized the importance for these countries to acknowledge the current trend, while also expressing China's willingness to establish a fresh beginning in its relationships with them, based on the principle of One China. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.